بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. لم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم شهرا أكثر من شعبان، فإنه كان يصوم شعبان كله، وكان يقول: خذوا من العمل ما تطيقون، فإن الله لا يمل حتى تملوا. وكان أحب الصلاة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دوم عليه وإن قلت، وكان إذا صلى صلاة داوم عليها. This hadith comes in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never fast more in any other month than the month of Sha'ban. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ يَصُومُ شَعْبَانَ كُلَّهُ. The Sahabiya narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast the entire month of Sha'ban. Some ulama explained from the different narrations that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast most of the days of Sha'ban. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, خُذُوا مِنَ الْعَمَلْ مَا تُطِيقُونَ, that take up actions what you are able to do. What a person is able to easily do from the optional actions. There is no compromise when it comes to the fard, the necessary, compulsory, the sunan, then a person shouldn't compromise. When it comes to nawafil, then what a person is able to easily manage, then he should take up and he should do that. In preparation for the month of Ramadan also, خُذُوا مِنَ الْعَمَلْ مَا تُطِيقُونَ. What you are able to do and prepare also, then do so. And in the month of Ramadan also, خُذُوا مِنَ الْعَمَلْ مَا تُطِيقُونَ. And do what you can. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَمَلُّ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't become tired until you become tired. In other words, you should do an action wholeheartedly and not grudgingly. One person asked Hazrat Maulana Gangohi rahmatullahi that when I make zikr, I fall off to sleep. So Maulana said, when you're falling off to sleep, then go sleep. Because there's no cure for sleep except sleep. Allah ta'ala doesn't want a person to be lazily now, standing up in salah, and just reading it anyhow, or reading the Quran and reading it anyhow. This is regarding nafil actions, optional actions. As we said, with regards to compulsory actions, the sunan, and a person shouldn't compromise there, irrespective. وَكَانَ أَحَبَّ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ دُوِّمَ عَلِيهِ. And the most beloved salah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that salah upon which a person was consistent. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a certain person and he said, don't be like him. He used to perform tahajjud salah and then he left out the tahajjud salah. So when a person takes up a nafil action, then he should be consistent. In preparation for Ramadan, all our nawafil that are linked to the salah, the farz salahs. For example, we're reading the fajr, it must be 4 rakats, dhuhr must be 12, the asr must be 8, maghrib must be at least 7, and the isha must be 17. So in preparing for Ramadan, I must ask myself if I am making sure I'm reading all the rakats of my salahs. So that is the first thing. Thereafter, a person can see how can I perform the ishraq salah, 2 or 4 rakats of ishraq salah. How can I perform the salatul duha, the chash salah, around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, about 4 rakats there. How can I perform 6 rakats after the maghrib salah? How can I perform the tahajjud salah? At least 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 8 rakats, whatever a person can manage. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising that when a person takes up this, then he should do it well and he should remain consistent upon it. Even if it's little, وَإِنْ قَلَّتْ, even if it's a few rakats a person is reading, but he must do it consistently. Not that the first week of Ramadan, now he is doing it very well, come the second, third week, and now a person fell down. He must do it consistently. Allah give us tawfiq in our Taraweeh Salah also, that we can be consistent, not that we're doing it lazily, or we're just reading first few nights and then we're leaving it out. And we don't look for loopholes. We read the full 20 rakat salah. Full 20 rakats. But remember, nafs and shaitan will always find excuses. But we need to ask ourselves, are we increasing our amal or reducing it if we are looking for loopholes and shortcuts? So we should read the full 20 rakat salah of Taraweeh with at least one khatam in the month of Ramadan, we should read the 20 rakat salah and try and gain at least one khatam of the Quran al-Majeed. And it is mentioned, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا صَلَّى صَلَاةً دَوَمَ عَلَيْهَا. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, when he performed salah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become steadfast on that salah and consistent on that salah. He wouldn't leave it out. With regards to salah, the ulama say that we should all see how we can improve our salah. How our wuzu, our tahara is correct, istinja, wuzu, ghusl, all that before salah is correct. Our attire is correct. We're coming in the correct manner. We're coming on the right time. And we are reading salah with consciousness of mind. O alqa sam'a wa huwa shaheed. Person's mind is present, his heart is present. He's absorbed in the salah. And ta'bud Allah ka annaka tara. Worship Allah ta'ala as if you can see him. Or at least you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. With khushu' and khudu, with calmness of body and calmness of the mind. So a person needs to improve the quality of his salah. They say a time will come when not one single person in the congregation will have this concentration in their salah. Not one single person will be concentrating in their salah. So Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us, how we can improve in our concentration and in the quality of our salah. With all the sunnats, brush up on our sunnats, how can we do our qiyam correctly, our ruku correctly, our sajda correctly, our qirat correctly. Allah Ta'ala give us